Hello? Hello? God, finally. I thought you'd never get off the phone. So, you're the school's head doc, right? Guidance counselor, yeah, whatever. I don't actually care what your title is. Listen, Principal Walker sent me down to your office to, like, discuss my problems or whatever. So, let's talk. What do you mean? He didn't tell you? So, like, Coach Evans walked in on me sucking off the football team in the locker room during lunch. Oh my God, you should have seen her face. I swear, that old bitch nearly blew her top. Anyway, she hauled my ass up to Principal Walker's office, and he said that since this was my third time getting caught having sex on school grounds this month, he was going to expel me if I didn't talk to you about my sex addiction. Why do I do it? Well, that's a dumb question. I thought doctors were supposed to be, like, smart or whatever. Why wouldn't I? Sex is amazing. Way more fun than listening to Coach Evans nag about my gym shorts being too small. Plus, have you seen the way boys look at me in school? Every time I walk down the hall, I can feel their eyes on me. I mean, I can't blame them. I'm fucking hot. With my wavy blonde hair, my long tan legs, my tight round ass, and, of course, my huge tits. I can't go anywhere without them eye-fucking me, undressing me in their mind. I can practically feel them ripping my tiny little mini skirts and tank tops off my body so that they can get their dirty hands all over my big sexy tits and my tight little ass. Oh, I get so wet knowing that every single one of them wants to fuck me. That if I took my clothes off in the middle of the lunchroom, I'd have a line of boys out the door waiting to fuck my tiny teen pussy and coat my big jiggly tits in their cum. And it's not just the boys. I'm sure you've heard the teachers talking about me in the lounge, wondering if the rumors are true that I'll suck or fuck anyone for a good grade. And, of course, they are. But, like, it's not just ask for pass. And not because I tie my self-worth into my sexual nature, like Principal Walker says. That stick in the mud is just jealous I'm getting laid and he's not. No, I just love sex. I love it. It's, like, the best feeling in the world. The feeling of a big, hard cock shoving into my tight body. Of being filled in every hole possible. Like, just last week with the soccer team. Oh my God, that was the most fun I've had in so long. Whoever said that the football players were the more aggressive athletes have never met our soccer team. They brought me out onto the field at night where we had the biggest, sloppiest gangbang. 11 guys in a circle with little old me in the middle. Oh, fuck. I'm getting so wet just remembering. I had a cock in each hand, one pounding into my tight little cunt, and at one point, I even let the goalie take my ass while his teammate was busting inside of my pussy. Oh my God. The feeling of two big, hard cocks fighting for space inside my holes. Oh, my mouth is getting fucked by one dude after another. Oh my God, Doc. I creamed all over their cocks. Over and over. As soon as one guy came, another would take his place. And then, at the end of the night, when I was dripping cum onto the field, they all stood up around me and jerked their fat cocks onto my face, coating my pretty pink lips in their hot cum. That's why I do it. So, Doc. What you think about that? So you're saying that I'm kind of like a nympho or whatever? Well, duh. Obviously, Doc. God, you really aren't that smart, are you? Tell you what, Doc. My daddy would freak out if I got expelled. He'd probably, like, take away my Bentley. or make me get a job or something stupid. So how about we make a deal? You tell Principal Stick-Up-His-Ass that I'm a reformed little girl. I saw the error of my ways and will be a perfect little girl from now on. And in return, I'll let you fuck my tits. Oh, please, Doc. Don't look so scandalized. I've seen you staring at my big, juicy tits this whole time. I don't blame you. I just can't help but stare at them myself sometimes. They're so big and round and perky, and when I talk, they bounce so nicely. They look even better without this pesky little shirt on. Do you want to see? I can tell that you do. I can see your cock getting hard in those slacks of yours, Doc. Come on. Just tell the principal you've done your job and I'm a changed little girl. Please. Please, Doc. Promise? Oh, thanks, Doc. Now, let's get that cock nice and ready for me. Oh, wow, Doc. You're, like, packing. Oh, fuck. Your cock looks so much nicer than the boys on the football team. You look like you could fill me up so good. Would you like that, Doc? Your cock started dripping when I mentioned it. Is it, like, aching to be stuffed between my big juicy titties? Good. Well, let's give you a peek, shall we? I want your cock nice and hard. What do you think, Doc? How does it feel to be staring at my big, perky teen titties? Do you like my little pink nipples? So small and begging to have your mouth around them? Your teeth? Oh, Doc. Yes. Oh, that feels so nice. But I bet you'd rather have my pretty pink lips on you instead, wouldn't you? Let's just lube this big fat cock up, huh, Doc? Do you like seeing this little teen girl bobbing up and down on your big cock? Like, you must feel like such a big man, seeing your big cock disappearing in my mouth. Fuck. It tastes so good. Like candy. Cock candy. There you go, Doc. You're nice and lubed up now. Are you ready for me to wrap my big, heavy titties around that cock of yours? Oh, there you go, Doc. Oh, you're nice and lubed up now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Doc, you feel so good sliding between my tits. Oh, seeing your head disappear between my soft skin. Oh, my pussy is so wet. Just imagine how good it'd feel to be, like, pumping in and out of my pussy instead, Doc. Oh, to have my tight, warm, wet little mouth surrounding you. Yes. Oh, Doc. Oh, you're leaking so much pre-cum now. Oh, let me just stick my slutty little tongue out and... fuck. The taste of your cock. My own personal little lollipop. yeah. that cock, Doc. Oh, keep pumping. Oh, imagine that you're thrusting inside of me. Mmm, yeah. Oh, maybe if you let me use your office for my extracurricular activities in the future. Maybe I'll let you know how you would feel yourself. Oh, don't you want that? You can, like, watch the football team and the soccer team fill my holes. Oh, and maybe even the lacrosse team. I think your office is big enough for all of us, don't you? You can watch me get fucked like the little cock sleeve I am, and then you can fill me yourself. That way, I won't get caught again, right? It's, like, perfect. You like that idea, Doc, huh? Your cock is fucking throbbing now. Are you gonna come all over my big teen titties? Are you gonna paint this little slit in your cum? What if I stick my tongue out like this? I want to fill my mouth, Doc. Shoot your load all over my titties and my face. Please. I want your cum. There's never enough. Please, Doc, please. Oh, yes. You just shot, like, the biggest load ever. You made me into your cum rag, didn't you? Do you have, like, a bathroom in here? I guess I better clean myself up before we go back to Principal Walker's office. And then maybe we can have our first extracurricular meeting later tonight, huh, Doc?